friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Beauty Kumesine, and I'm the Executive Director of Blazing Heart Autism Center. I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yesonwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Greetings to the precious people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that we should teach the way the student can learn if they can't learn the way we teach. Our topic today is Autism Spectrum Disorder. This subject matter deserves further attention after we had addressed the issues some months ago. Autism is not a disability, it is a different ability. This is so, notwithstanding that the definition of autism is loaded with words like deficit, disorder, impaired, and restricted. That is to say that autism does not diminish a person as a human being. Autism is not a disorder of thinking or a lack of intelligence. Autism is not a disease that we should try to cure. Rather, it is a challenge we should try to understand. We must be aware that kids with autism can experience sensory overload and that creating teaching opportunities around an autistic child's interests can help him learn. Autism can affect every sense. By this, I mean the sense of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. Though the senses of the autistic may be overwhelmed and their bodies may be disorganized and uncooperative, but their minds are far more competent than is apparent. As we discover more people with autism who eventually develop speech or other ways to communicate, we realize the same thing again and again. They are smart and we must tell it. Therefore, our responsibility is to presume that people with autism are competent and then go about looking for ways to help them demonstrate it. If you are a parent, tell your child what's going on in the family, in the world, all the interesting things that you will share with another child. Hold up your end of the conversation even if they don't hold up theirs. Create teaching opportunities out of their own interests. Give them the dignity to be embraced as ordinary people who need to discover themselves. Teach them and read to them even without needing a test at the end. Assume that they listen, that they appreciate, that they love, while we keep looking for ways for their mouths and hands to tell us. Love is essential here. We must love them as they are, not love them for who they might have been without autism, or for who they might be if they were, quote, cured, unquote, but as people who need to be nothing other than who they are, to be loved and accepted. Because when we do that, we open the door for them to share a meaningful life with us without having to take an admission test. Then we start seeing the gifts of people with autism, not the limitations. We start to think less in terms of disability and more in terms of humanity. Our guest speaker for this episode is Mrs. Beauty Kumesine, the founding director of Blazing Heart Autism Center. Please enjoy the episode and put the lessons learned to good use. Our wonderful people of River State, please remember to always let your manner speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and I am Beauty Kumesine, your host for today. I'll be speaking on autism spectrum disorders. Autism is a neurological developmental disorder that affects a person's ability to communicate, socialize, and interact with his or her peers. And not every child that have been seen to be unable to communicate, socialize, and interact have autism. There are different kinds of childhood developmental disorders, and not all of them is autism. There are different signs of autism. I would want to break down the signs of autism into three major aspects, being social skills, behavior, and communication skills. Under social skills, how you would recognize that a child has issues or has problems with their social skills relating to autism is that a child will not respond to his or her name by 12 months of age. A child will avoid eye contact. A child will prefer to play alone. This child does not share interests with others. The child only interacts to achieve a desired goal by him or herself. The child has flat or inappropriate facial expressions, does not understand personal spaces or boundaries, avoids or resists physical contact, is not comforted or is not comfortable around other people, has troubles understanding other people's feelings. These are typical first-hand examples or signs that you would see and recognize that a child probably has these signs of autism. Under the communication deficiencies or deficits of autism, what you would recognize is that a child has delayed speech or language skills. A child has repetitive words, what we call echolalia. The child gives answers to unrelated questions, uses a few or no gestures at all. Example, the child does not wave bye-bye or say welcome or use his or her words. The child does not understand jokes, sarcasm, or teasing. Under the communication aspect, these are what you're going to look out for before you say a child has autism or want to refer to a doctor. Under the behavioral deficits, you would observe that a child will line up toys. A child will take out part of the toys and try to fix them back again over and over and over again. The child has obsessive interest. The child has repetitive behaviors. The child gets upset with minor changes. The child is unable to follow certain simple routines, flaps his hand, rocks his body, or spins himself at a circle. Repetitive motions are actions that are repeated over and over and over again for a child with autism. Other signs and symptoms of a child with autism is hyperactivity, impulsivity, short attention span, aggression, self-injurious behaviors, temper tantrums or meltdowns, bad sleeping habits or eating habits, mood swings or emotional reactions, and the child is unable to go well with good smell, taste, look, or feelings. If a child does not meet these or have these symptoms and is developing like every other child of his or her age and has met his or her developmental milestones, and at some point regresses, loses language, loses the social skills, loses the interactions, communications, and behavior patterns before 2 years, that's the best time to check, because early intervention is key. At that point, when you notice that, oh, my child has been doing this, and is unable to do this now, or has lost language or social skills or behavior, at that point where you notice, don't wait. Just go to the hospital. Just go and let your doctor know that this is what you are experiencing. I know some parents would want to wait, because some of our doctors here say, oh, your child is slow. Your child, is your first child, is a boy. He will pick up. At that point, please get help. Insist on help from the doctor. Don't wait, because the signs of autism can, even if we know that is a developmental disability that lasts a lifetime, the signs of autism can diminish if early intervention is given and on time. I know you will be wondering, as a parent or as a teacher or as a doctor, what are the causes of autism? Why has my child, or why has this child, developed autism? Autism is not in my family. Autism is not in my husband's family. What has caused my child to regress, or what has caused my child to show these symptoms? Well, I would gladly love to tell you that if we had the answer, but unfortunately, there is no known cause and there is no known cure. So autism cannot be cured. Autism does not have a known cause, but scientists have also said that, or speculated that, autism is caused by environmental factors, or caused by genetic factors, or even prenatal factors, what the mother took before giving birth to the child, or what the mother took when she was pregnant with this child. But none of the researchers have said that for sure this or this or this causes autism. So for now, there is no known cause, there is no known cure. And I tell people that if, like, take for instance, you have malaria, you go to the hospital and say, oh, I have this, and the doctor says, oh, these are signs of malaria. Since you know the signs of malaria, you know the causes of malaria, then you would have a cure. But autism, unfortunately, we don't know the cause yet, and we don't have a cure yet. But we have management and behavioral patterns of therapy that we use to work with these children. These are what we call treatments, but they are not medical treatments. They are therapies, basically. So we have different kinds of therapy, ranging from behavior therapy, speech and language therapy to help the child communicate better. We also have pure communication therapy. We have music therapy. We have occupational therapy. We have play therapy. We have physical therapy. And we have also sensory integration therapy. We also have what we shorten to AIT, and the full meaning is auditory integration therapy. These are different kinds of therapies that can be used to work with a child with autism. We'll go on a short break now and we'll be right back.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Hello? Mama dey mad. They not dey spoil pikin like this. If he do bad thing, tell him one time. If you leave your pikin till he spoil finish, well, water pass gari be dat o. No let your girl pikin turn waka jube. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him pikin. Na so man he sabi. Book no gree enter head again. But if he just see man in eye go turn, he good so. All that one when they talk say man not plenty, so therefore na rush then go they rush the one when they I beg na bad life with that. Every woman get man. Na true they tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well to liboku, make una hold una begin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio, and I am Beauty Kumesine, your host for today. I have been speaking on autism spectrum disorders. You might want to know what the best way to diagnose a child that you suspect that have signs of autism or display signs of autism. And I would say simply, the best way to diagnose a child with autism is not by any spiritual means, it's also not by any medical means, it's just simple observation. You notice that the signs of autism, the child displays or exhibits these signs of autism, not one, not two. The child would likely have challenges in behavior, challenges in communication, and challenges in social interaction. These are the different signs of autism, and this is the best way to observe or diagnose a child with autism. It's important we all understand what autism is so that we stop classifying autism or classifying a child with autism as a child with cerebral palsy or a child with Down syndrome or a child with any other developmental disability. And it's just best for us to know these signs, be acquainted with these signs, and so that we can teach others, we can let other people know what the signs of autism is, what the signs of autism are. A child with autism is a child first before any issue or challenge that child is having. So it's best or better that we know how to address children or persons living with autism or persons who have autism. Instead of saying, oh, that child is autistic, it will be preferable or better or simpler to say that child has autism so that we don't label the child. We also take away the label and see the ability in that child, because children with autism, even if they have social, language, learning skills challenges, they also are good in different things. They are good with computers, they are good with music, they are good with different things. Take for instance, people like Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, Richard Branson, they are all people living with autism. Oh, you're surprised, right? Yes, autism is a spectrum, and this ranges from mild, moderate to severe. A child that is severe on the spectrum needs intensive therapy to be done ASAP. As soon as you notice that these are the signs, it's better to tackle it that time. And early intervention, like I said, is key. A child with mild autism, there's the tendency or there's the belief that the child will outgrow the signs of autism. And that's the reason why you see all these notable people that have autism, but they are doing different things in where they have found themselves. So autism is not a curse, it's not a death sentence, it's not something that you should be afraid of, it's not contagious. It's not like tuberculosis where you cough in a room, the next person will contact it. It's not contagious at all. Let's stop keeping away from persons with autism or looking at them like never-do-wells. The best way to advocate for a child with autism is to speak for that child. Most of the children with autism, you might not know, they are verbal. Most of them are non-verbal, and the ones that are non-verbal, those are the ones that we see mostly every day. The ones that are verbal and can communicate to a little extent, those ones are being left alone, but they need help. A child with autism needs help. A child with autism needs the right intervention to be able to function in mainstream society. At Blazing Heart Autism Center, we have been working with children with autism and related developmental disorders for the past 9 years. This is the 10th year. Okay, let me explain what we have been doing. First, we have been giving succor to parents. So we give counseling. We take our parents as our family members. We don't see the parents as, oh, that's our client. No, we take each parent that has a child with autism as our family members. That's number one. The reason is because we have found out that for parents with children with autism, it's difficult for them to come out to socialize. Most of them sit back at home because of social stigmatization. They don't want their children to be seen outside. They don't want their children to be known as quote unquote, oh, this child has a problem, because this is what in this part of our society, or in this part of our community, what we term people that we don't see measuring up as other children as. People think that they have their problems, but we give succor to these parents. So we try to take away the burdens that they have. We provide different therapies for these children on a daily basis. There are children in different schools, mainstream schools, because we preach inclusion. There are children in mainstream schools with therapists working with them every day and communicating with our parents every day for them to understand the progresses we have made, the progresses the child has made, what the child is able to do in school, what the child is not able to do in school, you know, everyday activity. And we work with these children with a plan called applied behavior analysis. We do not want a situation where our children will go outside for parties or play groups and they are being looked at as, oh, that child cannot do this. That child cannot do this. We try to bring out the best in our children so that they are not ridiculed, so that they are not thrown behind the curtains. We try to bring the best out of them. Let me give you an example of a child that is visually impaired and has autism. We found out that this child could play the keyboard and we fine-tuned the child's therapy plan into music. And the child is doing very well right now. The child is doing excellently well. He plays for the school choir at present. He plays for the school choir. And this is a child that the parents thought he couldn't do anything. This is a child that the parents thought, oh, because he has autism and he has visual impairment, nothing good can come out of this child. So we want to encourage everybody, if you know a parent, if you see a parent, if you see a child throwing tantrums or having meltdowns, the best thing to do is to encourage that child, not to look at that child as, oh, the child is not being brought up well by his or her parents. The parents are trying. The parents are doing everything that they can to make sure that their child functions or their children function at optimal capacity like every other child. The best thing you do for that mother, the best thing you do for that father is to encourage these parents, is to encourage them instead of looking at them or ridiculing them. That's the major reason why most parents don't come out with their children, because they do not want to face the social stigmatization. We'll go for another short break now, and when we come back, we'll conclude on what we have been saying about autism spectrum disorders.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. Infighting, intrigue. He's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you're the same. So let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
Don't sit, there are things to be done. With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of yourself.
Welcome back. On the 2nd of April is World Autism Awareness Day. We at Blazing Heart Autism Center uses this medium to invite you to our first breakfast autism awareness dialogue. Our topic for this year is Inclusion Revolution, Building a Neurodiverse System. And the reason why we chose this theme is simple. We want our children to be included in mainstream. We want our children to be included in whatever the schools are doing, whatever churches are doing. And we want to create a neurodiverse system whereby our children will be included and people will see the beauty in what they have been able to do in their lives. That's the reason why we chose this theme. And this event is happening on the 2nd of April, being World Autism Awareness Day. It's a Tuesday, and our event will hold at the Hago Heights Event Center. Hago Heights Event Center is number 29 Dr. Peter Odili Road. Our keynote speaker and our special guest for this year's event is none other than Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yesomwike, the wife of the Executive Governor of Rivers State. We urge you all to attend. Even as we throw more light on autism, we have a wonderful and intelligent team of panelists that are going to be throwing more light on what autism spectrum disorders are. You're welcome to join us. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @reefethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.